Living your best life is the most important journey in your life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get 6 great tips on how to live your best life. Enjoy.
The first most important thing you have to do to live your best life is to live for yourself and not for others. Live aligned to your truth, which means you live according to your heart, you follow your intuition, you live according to your values. It's so important to put ourselves first. I think we tend to put others' needs before our own, or we tend to take others' opinions and kind of take everything else into consideration, when truly deeply you have a guiding intuition that tells you where you should go, and you should follow that intuition. And it might tell you something opposite from what everyone around you is telling you, but trust me, it is the best thing you can do. Just follow your intuition, live aligned to your truth. If you're not sure how to do that or what your truth even means, a good place to start is journaling. And I love to do stream of consciousness journaling, which is just opening up a notebook and letting myself write whatever is on my mind. I think the more and more you write, even if it seems meaningless and whatever in the beginning, eventually you'll find that you have a lot to say within you, and that voice within is you. It is the essence, your core, and you should listen to that voice. Listen to what you truly want for yourself. Only you know what's best for you. And I think life is just so much better if you can learn to live just according to yourself, live for yourself, not for others. The second thing that will help you live your best life is to make it an ongoing mission to have greater self-acceptance, self-love, and confidence. So it starts with self-acceptance. Your relationship to yourself is the most important relationship you'll have in your entire life. If you learn to embrace yourself for everything that you are, eventually you'll learn to love yourself for everything that you are, and that's the road to self-confidence and feeling good about yourself. I think most of the time we are our own worst enemy. You're the most critical on yourself, or when other people hurt you, say you have other people who are criticizing you or judging you, it only hurts you if you let it hurt you. There are so many issues, for example, comparing yourself to others, feeling unworthy, feeling less than, feeling criticized or judged, or feeling threatened. All of those stem from a certain insecurity you have around yourself. So if you learn to embrace yourself, your dark sides and your light sides, because everybody has both, you will learn to be more immune to the pain that you cause yourself by letting all of those self-judgments or external forces hurt you. What I'm trying to say is self-love is your greatest weapon, and it's something that you need to keep honing and sharpening and training throughout your life. It's not always easy, and it's something that you have to consistently work on, but it does make you stronger. It makes you feel more invincible. It brings out your confidence. And when you truly love yourself, that's when you can truly give love unconditionally to others without expecting anything in return, or without feeling threatened, or all of those negative things that we've mentioned before. The third thing I want to share is an exercise that you can do to prioritize your life. So if you're anything like me, you have a lot of goals, a lot of big dreams, a lot of things that you want to do, but you don't really know where to start or what to start on. So ask yourself, what is the thing that if I do it now will bring me the biggest impact in my life? What will bring me the biggest reward? So I would start that thing first, because you want to kind of, you know, use your time wisely. If you know that this project, if I were to do it, it would change my life in a completely amazing way, then do that thing. Don't be afraid. Usually it's the fear that holds us back. So asking that question and picking the project that will yield the biggest reward in your life, and then setting that plan in motion this year, that is one quick way to live your best life in 2019, because most of the time people shy away from those things that will bring them the most change in their life. So you don't want to live like your second or third or fourth best life. You want to live like the best life, which means going for the biggest thing, the scariest thing that will yield the biggest impact for your life. The next tip on how to live your best life is stop overthinking and just do it. Just take action. I know so many of us spend too much time overthinking, mulling over like the little details that don't really matter. The reality is, no matter what it is that you want to do and you're scared to do, you're never going to feel ready. You're never going to have all the tools and resources that you need. You're never going to have all the information that you need, all the knowledge that you need. You just start and you figure it out along the way. That's how it is for everything and anything. Ask anyone who's successful, who's built something. They didn't have all the answers in the beginning. They weren't even good at what they were doing. They just started somewhere, and along the way, they got good. They built the skills and then met people that helped them, attained the knowledge and skills, all of that. So just start. That is like the biggest, most simple, but most effective tip that I can give you. Another way to frame this is ask yourself, will I regret not starting this in 5 years or in 10 years? Like, imagine yourself 5 years later or 10 years later. Are you going to regret not starting now? Because I think now is the best time to start. And if you wait any longer, you're just like wasting time. So the best time to start is now. You don't want to regret anything in the future. No regrets. Stop overthinking. Just do it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.